So I will talk about decentralized management of digital objects for science. And although I'm giving the talk, what I will present is not my own work, or not solely my own work, but you'll see essentially the works of five core developers and a dedicated documentation project team. And given that we've heard how important funding and networking is, I'm happy to say that we're funded and networked. So that should give you an indication of the likelihood of survival for the immediate future. So I'll be talking about a tool called DataLED, and it's for joint management of data code through their entire life cycle. So that includes version control, getting data from A to B. It's a free and open source software written in Python, MIT licensed. So it has a Python API and a command line interface, and so on. And instead of, you know, giving you a lengthy explanation of you know, what this really means and what the details are, given that this is a developer meeting, I anticipate the question, sounds like Git, why not use Git? And I can tell you that a DataLED dataset, which is the core data structure that the DataLED software uses to handle everything, is actually a Git repository. So everything you're seeing feature-wise sits on top of a very mature, let's call it industry-grade base tooling. There are a few principles that we follow in the development of DataLED that try to make sure that we don't ruin the features and possibilities that that a tool like Git gives us. So for example, DataLED only recognizes two entities in the world. One's are, you know, files, we all know them, and datasets, which are collections of files. And there's no other, you know, domain-specific specialization in there. We try to minimize custom procedures and routines that are necessary. So if Git provides us a feature to implement a solution for a given problem, then we will do that with the aim that if DataLED, being a somewhat academic development project, happens to die, that its users will not unnecessarily suffer from that death, but they can continue with, you know, the mature base still being intact. And I think we can agree that if Git will vanish, something will be developed that allows us to transition to it. And we also try very hard to not compromise the complete decentralization that Git allows us, so no mandatory services. And if you've worked with Git and you try to put lots of data into Git, you'll know that Git doesn't handle large files very well. Quick question to the room, who knows about or who's heard about Git Annex? So quite a few people. Git Annex is the tool that we use in DataLED in order to manage large files. So instead of managing, putting the content into a version control, we only put information about its location and identity into Git, which makes a lot of things much more easy. And Git Annex, for those who don't know it, but know Git large file support, is the, from our perspective, and given the principles that I mentioned, the superior alternative because it's a completely decentralized solution. So everything that you can do with Git for code, you can do with Git Annex plus Git for large files, which is very nice. And the purpose of DataLED here is to make, well, for those who know Git Annex, the actual use inside it to transparent to a certain degree. So when I just said that we're basically using Git and Git Annex and everything that we want to do can be done with them, why is there a need for a dedicated software that sits on top of it? And there's a single most important reason. There are other reasons, but one is most important, and that is a single repository is typically not enough for many of the workflows that we need, particularly in science. And there are technical reasons for that. For example, if you try to put a million files into Git repository or try to do 100,000 commits, you will quickly see the end of the system. And there are other application-based issues. For example, if you have different bits of information that are targeting different audiences with different access permissions and so on, it gets very complicated, even on a technical level, to make that happen if you're stuck with a single repository. And there are other reasons. I could go on about this quite a while. So in science, we essentially only have what I would call modular data management issues, in particular in collaborative environments. So if we look at a typical signs workflow, then we're talking about the combination of individual pieces that have been developed in the past into something that produces novel results, which will then be published in one way or another, right? So in more abstract terms, we're talking about aggregation of works across time and also different collaborators or contributors.